Greetings from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the final days of August 2025. September will be here in days. What that means is we've ended our summer season, and then we're right into our fall season starting on Monday. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational respite and travel program for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything that's donated, whether it be time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. Camp Courageous has just completed its 50th year of serving campers, growing from 211 campers during the summer of 1974 to nearly 10,000 campers in a year-round program today. It's grown from 40 acres to 400 acres, from 5 buildings to 35 buildings, and from a staff of 12 to a staff of nearly 100. Camp Courageous stands as a wonderful tribute to the goodness of many. For most Camp Courageous campers, coming to Camp Courageous is the highlight of their year. Camp Courageous had a great summer season, lots and lots of campers, great staff, and everyone had a wonderful time. And now we're off to our fall season, which will be starting on Monday. We ended the season with a person we call Captain Jim White. Jim White has been a longtime supporter of the camp, and he took the entire program staff and a lot of the volunteers out on a wonderful dinner cruise on the riverboat Twilight. It was a nice two-hour cruise on the Mississippi River. Everyone had a wonderful evening. For many of our staff who come from foreign countries, it was the first time they had ever seen the Mississippi. And we can't thank Jim White enough for making this opportunity available for so many of our staff. Jim first saw Camp Courageous. The travel program was at a movie over in Cedar Rapids, and he saw all these campers and staff there, and he ended up buying them a treat. He bought them some popcorn and some pop and some other treats, and from that experience started a wonderful relationship. Camp Courageous right now is always looking for counselors, but we're also looking for lifeguards. This is flexible hours, competitive pay, rewarding job, indoor pool, so we're going all year round, opportunities for growth, and teach swimming lessons this winter, which we all enjoy doing. Our travel program had a fishing expedition this past week. Great catches and a great time up on Clear Lake. We took a group of campers to the air show in Davenport. What an incredible time. A big thank you to board member Glenn Haskin and Molo Oil for providing our campers this opportunity. We went to the pre-show the day before, the big 2 days, and what a nice private showing. It was absolutely incredible. Next weekend is a respite care weekend. A big thank you to Marnie Young here at Camp Courageous, our new respite care person. She's doing a super job. She headed up respite programs in Wisconsin and Des Moines and just really has a true love for the campers and for respite care. Camp Courageous will be having a booth at the Adaptive Sports and Recreation and Inclusive Wellness Clinic in Linn County today, Saturday. And so stop by and see us there. A big congratulations to our dear friends Carl and Norma Zerborg on their 75th wedding anniversary. It was in Davenport. Knew Carl, he was CEO of Swiss Valley Ag for many years. A beautiful couple and a wonderful celebration. Something we had on our needs list was the need for tents, and they're not like the sleep-out tents, but they're the tents in which we can gather people together and get some out of the sun. And a big thank you to the Iowa Community Care Foundation for supplying camp with several tents that we now use. The Iowa Community Care Foundation is committed to Iowa's most vulnerable, including those with intellectual disabilities, mental health challenges, as well as the homeless or disabled veterans. Iowa Community Care Foundation is proud to support the Camp Courageous mission. A lot of what makes the organization a great one is its people, of course. Marge Lightfoot heads up this program. Wonderful family. Her family were from Donaldson, the Roth family, and I had the opportunity to know the family extremely well. They've been all about giving back, and Camp Courageous feels terrific about aligning ourselves with them. It was nice to have Bob and Carol Tibber out to camp. They supported the nature trail here at camp along with Bob's sister, Marilyn Worthington. So we had the opportunity to go out and show them the trail, and we had just a super time. Camp Courageous is in the process of building an outdoor performing arts stage. That'll be from Bob and Carol and from Marilyn Worthington too. So we're just in the process of building that, and a big thank you to them for all their support. We had Friendship International out here at Camp Courageous, a delegation from Australia, had a wonderful time with them, and they went from Camp Courageous up to the Manchester Grotto because they had heard so many great things about the Manchester Grotto. So once again, a great organization of a world of friends, a world of peace. So nice having them here. Fundraisers, the Bi-State VW had their 30th annual Show and Shine picnic recently at the Empire Park there in Hampton, Illinois. Had a great time with them, and we're very humbled that such a wonderful group of people are so good to Camp Courageous. Manchester Grotto continues to be our biggest fundraiser, located at 1121 East Main Street in Manchester. They are open Monday through Friday from 9 to 4, Wednesdays from 9 to 6, and Saturdays from 9 to noon. Right now, we're looking for a volunteer that has a valid driver's license and has the ability to drive a truck and trailer, or a CDL, and they can drive a straight truck. We have people that want to make donations to the camp, and we just lack a driver. So if you're interested in volunteering to do that, get a hold of us here at Camp Courageous. We'd love to have you as part of our team. The need of the week this week is a trap stick for wasps. We tend to be having a lot of wasps around camps, and we don't want any of our staff or campers getting stung. Some dear friends that we're remembering this week, Irene Hassler Behrens was 97 from Monticello, passed away, and she asked that her memorial go to Camp Courageous, long, long time supporter of Camp Courageous and a wonderful lady. Camp Courageous hopes that you have a safe and a wonderful weekend. Stay healthy and make it a plan to come visit Camp Courageous. We are sincerely grateful to you today for listening. Thank you.